All right, 15 past the hour. Joining us now is American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt, who is a Vietnam War veteran, retired U.S. Air Force officer. He's been calling on the folks in Washington to modernize VA benefits and strengthen the military so it can properly defend freedom. You've hit a hot button with me, Commander Schmidt, because I'm always focused on these veterans and what they don't get, what they're promised and what they don't get. So as we look forward to Veterans Day on Friday, what are some of the important issues that you would like us to focus on?
Well, good morning, Doug, to you and Jen and Victoria. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning on the eve of coming up on Veterans Day. You know, a lot of men and women have served this country gallantly and honorably. And today, Veterans Day, as we come up on it, is a time to remember those who have served and those are still serving, and, of course, those who have passed, and also remember those that are still unaccounted for. So we in the American Legion have been serving veterans since 1919, serving veterans, their families, and also serving America. So we're all obviously interested in taking care of those veterans, continuing that legacy. We believe that VA, which is a friend of the American Legion, as we had a hand in the late 1920s helping get then the Veterans Bureau established, we believe that it's still a system worth saving. As I said, we're friends with the VA. We work with the VA to take care of America's veterans, the men and women who have served this country. And friends are honest with friends. And when something is not quite right, why, we will discuss those things. And I just had a talk with the Secretary of the VA just a few days ago. We talked about some things of mutual concern. Of course, one of them is the Appeals Claims Modernization Act, which has been passed by the House, H.R. 5620, waiting for Congress to get back in session, and hopefully the Senate will pick that up, which helps streamline the process of claims that are on appeals. And right now, Doug, there's over 80,000 claims that are waiting for adjudication, and those 80,000 have 5 years older or more. So we're hoping that
it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, and so reforming the VA system is something that you're on top of. I understand that. But one of the other things that you're pushing at the American Legion is hiring vets. This is something, if we can spend a minute or two talking about this. The other thing is so implausible that it goes on, gives me apoplexy just to think about it and talk about it. But let's talk about how employers can look at veterans and get them into the hiring mode.
Well, absolutely, Doug. And, you know, the American Legion, we've been working for some time with the Department of Labor, the VA, entrepreneurs, corporations with job fairs, giving those veterans an opportunity to find a job. And, as you know, a lot of our men and women have been to the Middle East of late that you know, they're citizen soldiers that have left a job and went over and served on a deployment, in some cases extended deployments. And, you know, if there's the jobs are supposed to be back left saved for them when they come back. However, some may have not had jobs before when they left. So it gives them opportunity to seek a job in cooperation with those entities that I mentioned. And hiring a veteran, I don't think an entrepreneur or an employer can go wrong because, you know, you go through basic training and through, of course, you've a lot of things, disciplines that has been instilled in you and commitment and responsibility, finish the job. And so there's many things that come already with a veteran that maybe perhaps some other potential employee may not have or experience.
Yeah. So all right, so let's give people a website.
30.
Go for more information about how American Legion is involved in this or how they can help by hiring a vet. What's the website we can go to? Commander?
Absolutely, Doug. It's www.thoughtlegion.org. We have a great website that so much information in there about our programs, our legislative priorities, our employment, and all, just a lot of reading there for you.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Commander.